Hi Mary, how are you?
Hi, hi Shane, how are you?
I'm good, and yourself?
Beautiful,
Lovely evening.
beautiful mid-autumn.
Yeah, the weather is
Can't
really
take
good.
on
We'll
anymore. Yeah.
take it. We had a bit of rain yesterday, but sure, look, we don't mind a bit of rain every now and then so that we can actually
Well, it
get
helps
on
my
it.
flowers, so
It
I
helps
can't
your
really be
flowers.
too
So,
upset about that.
do you want to tell the listeners a little bit about Bach remedies?
Yeah, well, at the moment, the subject that's going on currently at the moment in everybody's ears really is about all the kids going back to school, and it's that time of year where either, from very young children starting their first days to people returning to school, either from the summer breaks or whether they had a long illness and they're only starting back again. And it also affects college students as well when they're going back to college, either starting, beginning, and maybe coming up to the having to get the qualification at the other end of it. So it's all stages of whether it's primary school, even creche, primary school and secondary school and college. So it's on everyone's tongue at the moment. So there seems to be a little bit of a rush on from parents to get the last few bits together, get the last of the summer holidays over, and then get them all back into a routine.
Right, okay. That's what I was talking about a little bit before you came on. So, how do you think Bach remedies could help people with this?
Well, the Bach remedies are a natural form, really, that we use. So school can be a very traumatic period in a child's life, and it can create turmoil in their little minds. So the introduction of new people, unfamiliar surroundings can be challenging. Like he or she must overcome those emotions. And the environment can raise unknown emotions, moods, feelings like fear, anxiety, jealousy, shyness, self-consciousness or a lack of confidence and so on. So they all need due understanding and help. But with the Bach remedies, I feel that there's a remedy that to help them cope with those changes, with their moods and their feelings. It's a 38-flower system, and it's 100% natural, safe, and easy to use and suitable for the whole family. But they can improve the overall balance and bring harmony for all children just to reach their potential. And eventually, maybe they'll be able to learn it themselves and have an emotional awareness that encourages them to be part of their own healing process. Now, in some cases, with the remedies, you'll be asking, how do they help in the issues that you just mentioned? So they're from different wildflowers and they're safe and natural, and children can ingest them as well as pets and adults. More often than not, children actually do respond to them quicker than adults. And now, as maybe your listeners might know, they'd know Rescue Remedy, and yes, it's the first go-to and it's an over-the-counter. But there's 38 in the system, and Dr. Botch himself just studied the way that he was a bacteriologist, and he went, we discovered the 38 remedies, and he took that as an emphasis on healing and certain emotional states. For example, again, I'll repeat the anxiety and the fear. But the remedies themselves have a variety of uses, and it'll also help that there is no harm can be caused by taking them, which is good.
So, I mean, they're just what's inside in it is just flowers and water, isn't it?
It's just flour. Now, the ones I use, I make myself the honey and glycerine so that there isn't an alcohol, because some parents don't like that there is even a smallest amount of alcohol. So I just tend to go with the patient. Basically, there's like several ways to help a child with understanding and coping with their emotions. And believe me, parent knowledge is the best as such, and it's by far most helpful in providing a secure relationship for your child. You know your child best. And it's positive, and you're reassuring in times of stress. And sometimes diet can help, and exercise, and they've been proven to help being helpful for children that are active, and it can regulate their emotions. But some children are prone to emotional negative moods and swings, and they struggle more than their peers. So sometimes the stress levels can be from external triggers, and that can cause the child to experience an increase in their moods, their swings, and their personalities. And so that's why when I make the blends, they're unique to each child. So I often use different blends for certain problems that children face. And it's important to assess them individually and establish the best selection that would be for their needs. So that's why bat flower remedies are one angle to help with the parent that's already using exercise diet, mm-hmm. and, you know, reassuring their child themselves, and they can be rest assured that what they're giving them is will cause no harm, but it will support them. So I could give you an example of some of the ones that would be supportive, if you want me
okay,
to
work away, yeah.
go into them. Okay. So it's kind of like I did a little story. It was basically trying to help a child transition, but make it a fun way. And they also learn the character or the remedy that would help. And in some cases, children would be afraid.
Okay.
And it's a known fear, so it's called Mimilis. That's the bat flower remedy. And that will help when they've kind of got nervous excitement. You can use aspen as well, and it just feels if they're timid, shy and afraid, and this is their first day of school, so they don't know what school is even like, or what if the other children won't play with them. They're you know what we're going through in a child's mind, how do I know, but
yeah.
it's just an examples to show.
Yeah.
And it's like, what if they won't play with them? Obviously, they all want to be liked, and they want to all play together and being with their peers, and maybe the teacher isn't going to be nice because this is a new person, some familiar, maybe they don't know, like they'll get second guess and kind of go, I don't think I'll go at all today.
So
I've kind of introduced the character, telling the child to hear a voice, and it's like, hello, my name is Mimilis, and I'm a bachelor friend, and I can help you to not be afraid but to be brave, and take away that feeling of butterflies in your tummy. And they might say, oh, yes, and that would be great. And I would like not to be afraid, and I want to be brave. And all their butterflies just flew away. Now, that's only in simple terms now for a smaller child. But the likes of honeysuckle is another one, which deals with people that are stuck in the past. Now, why is honeysuckle important when it comes to transition from school, college, secondary, the whole lot? The person looks backwards. They always look back to, because if they're moving on from family, the new surroundings, if they're moving on from friends and they're separating, going into different classes, if they're moving on in college and they're moving away from the people that they know and they're going into college for the first time, they look back because it's daunting. So it kind of stops, keeps them present in the now and stops them looking back in the past. Whereas a child on their first day of school might notice that there's a smell in the school that they don't like, and it doesn't make them feel familiar to home, and that they're clingy to their mum and the dad, or they're clingy to the family, or they're clingy to those group of friends, and they won't spread their wings and go a little bit further out, and might, you know, never know where that could lead to meeting new experiences. So they feel homesick when they've moved away. If they feel homesick, or if they're only their first time going in, and they feel homesick if they're college student moving away from home for the very first time.
Okay.
And they don't want to leave, they don't wish they didn't, they don't want to look back. Normally, young children might look back when they're going into school, but I don't think that's an issue anymore, really. Children tend to run into school now because it's so stimulating, and they love the idea of some, like, for example, my own daughter, I brought her up to school the first day. She just ran, never looked back. She was gone. And it was more was the parent needed the remedy at the time than the child, because, you know, again, it's exciting for them and they want to meet and be with their own peers. And it's a stage of development that they all go through, and you have to let them, leave them out a little bit with a lead. If any of your listeners are resonating with that as a parent, and you have to, you leave the cord and then leave the cord go out another little bit and then another little, and before you know it, it's gone all the way and they're out and you're on your own listing the house because they've moved out. So it's all a stage of development, and not alone do children need it, but parents would also probably look at taking some remedies as well to support
them through their stresses.
Like with the, again, as a small child, is once they've taken the honeysuckle, it gives them a kind of a reassurance that mommy and daddy won't be sad without me. That will they come back? Yes, but they are going to come back. And that so, like, if they didn't go out and play, they'd have nothing to say to their parents, and they come back and then it smells like home, then eventually start becoming familiar, and then it can help them to make friends, forget the feelings of being away from home, stay and play and have more fun with school time. It only lasts for a short while. So, yes, the child will become more familiar and it settles them down and it gives the peace of mind. That's
Okay.
the key. It's
Okay.
a peace of mind that you give. It's a reassurance. And all those places become familiar in the end. And in some cases, they prefer their teacher, don't they? They question the parent and they say, no, the teacher said this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So then you're dealing with that as an adult. And the next one then would be Olive, where there's a lot of children. And you'd be wondering, why would Olive to restore energy? But it takes a lot of energy when they come home from school and some kids will just be thrown in the chair and they don't hear. You know, their hearing becomes selective.
Okay.
There's a parent that they're trying to get them to do the homework and do this. But in fact, it can actually be that they've used all their strength and resources to concentrate in school, to be part of the plan, to participate. And when they come home, now, depending, you know, they're dealing with all the different types of playground stuff, with somebody being older, bigger, won't play, will play, want to be joined. So that energy can burn up fairly quickly. And when they come home, they'll just collapse in the chair, as I said, selective hearing at times. And that's Olive. They need to restore their energy, just give them a few minutes and then get them to, you know, once they've kind of taken the break, they'll get back into the swing, get on to their homework. But you would be surprised, that you wouldn't think that a child would be tired after school would affect them that much.
Yeah.
But it is sheer exhaustion. If they're in a situation where they're facing a difficult situation, just trying to fit in with other kids and be part of a group and become the clown, in fact, to participate in that, get into trouble for doing so. But in simple terms is that they're just trying to
fit in.
Yeah, it's a huge thing about fitting in. And again, the tiredness when they come home from that, home is their sanctuary.
Yeah.
And while you want them to stick to, you understand, they're in a school and they're being given a routine. And when they come home, it's their sanctuary. Give them a few minutes to just blend in, come down off of the high and restore their balance, and they'll get into the homework or they'll get listening. But in some cases, you don't know what's going on when you're not there, and it takes an awful lot of energy out of them.
Yeah. And what I'm actually hearing from you as you're speaking there, Mary, is that it's not just the Bach remedies. When somebody comes to you and they want support and they want anything, you're giving them more advice than just the Bach remedies.
Yeah, that would be it, 100%. I like to empower people with, you know, so that they can self-regulate it themselves in the end. I like to educate them on it.
Okay.
It's not that difficult. It's free, it's out there, the information is there. It's about how to digest it and work it around your own individual needs. And it best supports parent and child in the environment that they're choosing. Yeah.
And one of the other great things that I know about you is that you're sourcing your Bach remedies in Ireland now, aren't you?
Yeah, I make a majority of them through a local preserved and conservation land that has a few of the remedies from source. So I take them from the land.
Yeah.
Obviously, you're going to take them from the nature, but it's best when they're coming from our own sources in Ireland. We're not looking outside of our own country for them. They're grown here naturally. It's Celtic. And there's a lot of people that use natural remedies, go out foraging, and, you know, a lot of people would know from a homeopathic point of view. But I changed that around by just making the remedies myself.
Yeah,
I wouldn't get the whole 38, but I have to.
No, but you're doing really well. Like, I mean, you're only starting out with really trying to get the different ones, and I suppose people wouldn't have realised that. I mean, Bach remedies would have been imported in from the UK, and you know, as you said, like, it is really important that you have your flowers that are in Ireland, and your trees and stuff like that are Irish, like, because it is really important to have it back, with being the Irish produce, you know.
Absolutely. You see, they're all located, like, some of them are from Nepal. They're Welsh. Dr. Botchup is Welsh himself.
Okay.
And he got most of his remedies and like that now, walking the English countryside and going to Wales for some flowers. And in some cases, he contacted friends in India from Nepal to get this Galanthus and things like that. But there's very common ones. So that's why I've concentrated on the top 10, which would be common known around here in folklore, and you'd find them in every country ditch and river walk and forestry. It's just, I suppose, once I got into it and my eyes were opened, I just saw them everywhere. I was like, oh my God, and oh my God, here. And it's like, why hasn't this been thought of before? So, yeah, you're correct. I started that journey about, 2017.
Yeah.
And I started with finding a walnut. Walnut tree, so
right.
That was the beginning of my journey
yeah.
with that, and a lot of it is about self-healing.
And one of the things you mentioned there is that you don't make any of your products with alcohol. People don't probably realise, but Rescue Remedy has alcohol in it, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's very small.
I know it's only a small percentage,
minimum,
but people don't realise that there is actually a very small amount of alcohol in Rescue
bottle,
Remedy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a stock bottle off the shelf, and it's made with brandy as a preservative.
Yeah.
You can take that neat, but what I don't think a lot of people know is that it's neat because it's for an immediate emergency.
Yeah.
But if you're taking it over a space of time, it's best if it's diluted.
To water it
and
down,
that would
yeah.
be four drops of it into another, four drops into a bottle of water that you'd be carrying with you all day.
Yeah. And
you still get the same effect as taking it neat. And number one, anyway, you're making your remedy last a bit longer.
Yeah, exactly.
But number
yeah.
two, it doesn't really matter. It still has the same effect in reducing stress levels. And
yeah.
But it is a stock bottle. They're for, you know, obviously they're going to have a shelf life, so
yeah.
that extends the shelf life. And most things have to be preserved.
And if children are taking your product, how do you recommend that they take it?
It's the same. It's four drops. Four drops under the tongue, four times a day. But
okay.
I've kind of set it up in a way that you can actually introduce it into your daily plan.
Okay.
So to orchestrate it in within your daily routine, because like most things, if you're taking, it's like if you're taking medication, but it's not a medication, I'll mind you. But it's just if you take tablets, people will take it four times a day. But I find people do forget to take the remedies, four drops, four times a day under the tongue in food or in water. But by placing it in a glass of water before you leave the house, or putting it into their drink while they're going to be at school, or putting four drops in, they have it while they're at school, so that's part of your 4 a day.
Okay.
Then when they come home, they might have something light to eat before they have their dinner. You can put it into a nice hot drink, and that's another 4 a day. If you prefer to give them a bath in the evening, you can put four in the bath. That's part
okay.
of the 4.
Okay.
That's a day. And at night, you can put it onto the soles of their feet.
Okay.
So you can, you know, rather than make it a chore or
yeah.
something that they have to think of all the time. But again, it's like if you take instruction, something will work. If you don't, it's not going to work. It's like
yeah.
buying a hearing aid and putting it in a drawer and saying that they don't work. They will work if you wear them.
Yeah,
same
yeah.
way. If you take instruction and use the remedies to the way they're supposed to be used, you'll have the best effect.
Yeah. So, Mary, if somebody wants to contact you, can you do it over by the phone, or do you have to actually come to your practice?
Well, look, that's left up to the client, really, what suits
okay.
them. A lot of people like phone calls, a lot like Zoom. They can come to me in person. I have a few people coming to me now that I kind of gave up clinic practices as such, and they're finding it beneficial, and I'm finding it. I prefer to see people in person,
yeah.
if it makes any sense, because I take the whole person into account, because you see the body language, and they see me, and they decide whether they'll open up more or they're comfortable. The phone is okay as well, because
okay.
I can get a lot over the phone, because you're hearing, you're looking out for words, you're listening.
Yeah.
So it's whatever the person is comfortable with.
Okay.
I work with.
Okay. So if somebody wants to get in contact with you, Mary, how would they find you?
Yeah, they'd find me on I can get me by email, and I have a website, and it's www.thebotchmethod.com. It's in progress.
Okay.
And I say that lightly. And they can reach me on 086-156-0278. It's my mobile.
Yeah.
They can text, they can email. If they prefer to stay, most people will email, and then I'll contact them and we'll discuss. So the email is mmuthebachmethod@gmail.com.
Brilliant. Lots of ways to get in contact to you.
There is lots of
And
ways.
hopefully over the next couple of weeks we'll get you down to Youghal and maybe people might get to meet you and stuff like that.
Absolutely, that'd be wonderful.
Yeah. So, Mary, as always, an absolute pleasure to talk to you. And I think hope the people in listening have got something out of that. So thank you very
Yeah,
much, and
you've got,
have
yeah.
a lovely evening, and I'll chat to you soon,
No
Mary.
problem.
Thanks very
All right,
much.
thank you,
Okay,
Shane. Take
bye,
care.
bye,
Bye-bye.
bye.